Today, Jiminy Cricket. Jiminy Cricket, I never dreamed I'd be writing about an insect popularized by Pinocchio, or that this week's piece may warrant bottom of the barrel placement. I may have reached a new low, what with insects in the spotlight. Late author Carlo Lorenzini got by with it, so maybe I can. He had the ever-popular fairy tale novel involving a wooden figured boy whose nose lengthened with each telling of a falsehood. Okay, so I've opened the box made famous by Pandora, because there'll be quick links tying the length of my nose, as well as my Uncle Mort's, to spinning stories that are less than factual. Most of these, however, could have happened. Anyway, Mort was breathless when he called. They're going to start charging for crickets, and the pesky little creatures are headed our way by the millions. My curiosity aroused, I asked Mort if he might be experiencing a medication side effect, maybe the kind they garble at ends of TV ads or appear in smallest print in newspaper ads. He's accustomed to my chiding that brings him up short, and he shot back that he claims this must be true because that the cricket stuff appeared in a recent issue of the Dallas Morning News. Trouble is, the newspapers he sees are left behind at the general store, including some that are missing their coupons, and others are torn up with missing sections and thus ready for birdcage lining. Wasn't it Will Rogers who claimed that all he knew was what he read in the newspapers? My uncle asked. Reading newspapers was about all they had in common. Anyway, Mort was aghast at the thought of millions of invading crickets and the pros and cons of enduring them. While they emit unpleasant odors, they're critical to the ecosystem, etc., etc., etc. We're advised to avoid chemical treatment for the infestations, but instead to simply turn out the lights. The critters we get in Texas are largely black crickets, part of the Gryllus-Asimilus complex. Well, I'm on dangerous ground providing more details than one might want to know, but the claim is that the crickets are understudied and largely misunderstood. Conditions were such that after Labor Day, the crickets swarmed to new heights, according to Wizzy Brown, a Texas A&M University AgriLife extension entomologist. Assuring that crickets break down organic matter and recycle dead plant material is the claim of the National Library of Medicine. Further, we're advised that treating the invaders with essential oils is the way to go. And we learn that crickets are dead set against certain scents, including peppermint, lavender, citronella, and vinegar. Well, Mort's misunderstanding resulted when he saw an ad concerning professional cricket in the Dallas News about details about the tickets and schedules, etc., and how this is the world's second most popular sport, yada yada yada. It has 2.5 billion fans worldwide. Anyhow, he got all this mixed up and about the bucket crickets and the sport of cricket. Well, understandably, the world today provides much to be processed, and some of our processors are not what they used to be, or perhaps never were. Perhaps the timing was right for 40 senior adults, largely from our church, to get away from it all for a few days, so we retreated to Branson, Missouri. Things didn't go according to script in the beginning, though, for what is usually a 7-hour trip. We left in something of a convoy of cars, not knowing that scarcely an hour into our trip, a chemical spill on Interstate Highway 35W near Gainesville closed traffic in both directions. There were additional traffic mitigations, and the travel time ballooned to 10 hours. At one point, segments of our convoy were in three states, maybe even four. This part of the column to be continued. Don Newberry, good day.